Good afternoon. It's nice to see you all. Second week in a row. I appreciate that you're here. May I have a motion to approve the agenda? Second? Any objections? Any additions, revisions? Agenda approved. Approval of the meeting minutes from March 8th, 2012. Additions? Corrections? I do have one slight correction. Amy David is listed as absent, but it's actually an open seat. It's an open seat. She's not here this semester, so we don't want to defame her without her being here. Seeing no other objections, meeting's approved. Meeting minutes are approved. Announcements. John?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Iliet Lopez, Student Association Senator and Vice Chair of the Committee for Disabled Students. On April 17th, the Committee for Disabled Students with Student Life, the President's Office in Athletics, is bringing Jim Avid, the former Yankee pitcher, to celebrate Disability Awareness Month. So you all are invited. Thank you. It's a 5:30, in the ballroom. Student Union.
Hi, everyone. As you know, or as many of you know, we as students are creating a 75th anniversary Queens College watch in commemoration of Queens College's 75th anniversary. We actually have a rendering of the watch. It is actually on a website that we have. It's called qcquartz.com. I'm going on the website right now. The website is still under construction, as you can see. And this is the watch designed by students for the Queens College 75th anniversary. We will be having a prototype over the next couple of weeks. And it is a very, very classic, exquisite watch. Retail value would be $400, but we are selling it for about half that price. And also on the back of the watch, which we don't have a photo of here, there is also the Queens College logo on the back of the watch. So we are going. We are about to get order forms and brochures. So now is the time to order your watches. Thank you.
What Jonathan didn't mention. The students have been working on these brochures and these pamphlets and will be distributing them around campuses, not only to the faculty, but also to the students. And we will also be contacting the alumni through the alumni office to send out brochures and postcards to get people to buy these watches, which is up there.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Andrew DeMasters, alternate academic senator. So I have two quick announcements for everybody. On behalf of the Center for Teaching and Learning, Office of the Provost, Teacher Evaluation Student Team, that Monday that we get back from spring break, Monday, April 16th, begins the spring 2012 student evaluations process, and that's going to go until Wednesday, May 16th, 2012. So I ask all the faculty and students here, please encourage your fellow students, everybody, to get involved in the process. Our goal for this semester with the provost is obviously to reach more than 50%. We think we can do it. We've got the manpower. And speaking of which, we're going to kick off this great process on Wednesday, April 18th, during free hour. We're going to have our second ever evaluation launch party, which is going to be in the Student Union West Ballroom. All faculty and students are invited to attend. And at this event, what we're going to do is we're going to have some free food. We're going to have a couple of speeches and notes from Provost Steller, Director of Center for Teaching and Learning, Eva Fernandez, myself. We're going to talk about our new website, thecourses.qc.cuny.edu, which was introduced to the Senate, I believe, last semester. And we're also going to give out prizes to the students who filled out these evaluations. And we're going to explain the importance and why people should fill out these evaluations in the first place. So I thank all of you for your time and effort today. Thanks. Bye.
Contrary to popular opinion, I was not sneaking out. Chris, did you want to make an announcement? While you're coming down here, I just need to let you know that there was an editorial adjustment to the November 10th, 2011 Academic Senate meetings to meeting minutes to include the GCC minutes of October 12, 2011 that were omitted.
What I am here to tell you is that we are moving forward with the implementation plan for Pathways. There will be guidelines for hopefully all parts of this coming out as soon as tomorrow afternoon. We're going to be having people working on getting those guidelines together tomorrow morning, so it'll be hot off the presses. I know a lot of people have been asking questions, eager to get things in, and we do hope to get some good information out to you so that you're not spinning wheels. I can give you a rough idea that people will be required to submit a syllabus for each course, and the justification according to the sample Pathways form that you've probably seen is on the Pathways website. You justify basically point by point the learning objectives that you're required to satisfy for a course, and you need the guidelines are simply going to say you need to tie that back to your syllabus. Just refer back to parts of the syllabus. If you want to get a rough idea of how to start tonight, can't wait for those guidelines tomorrow. Work on your syllabus, make sure that it can be demonstrated that the syllabus implements the requirements for any particular area. The current plan is that Eva Fernandez is going to host some sort of a workshop where you can come in and put proposals together on April 19th, sort of an open house get together and work on that sort of thing as well. But for those of you who want to get things going over spring break, guidelines will be available. The actual form will be a superset of the form that's been circulated from CUNY Central, because we've added our own Queens College requirements, and I'm busy debugging my code on that. We're waiting for that to get ready. But it's not going to hold people up, because in fact you have to make sure your syllabi are in order first. Questions?
You say that in the justification we should refer to the syllabus. Should the syllabus explicitly describe how the course satisfies each and every requirements of Pathways?
We're not going to make it cookie cutter. If your syllabus as it stands is a coherent document and has all of the standard things that a syllabus should have, you can simply refer back to the existing syllabus. We're not going to ask people to say, oh, make my syllabus so that it looks like a cookie cutter thing. Absolutely not. Thank you.
I'm taking a chance here. Any more announcements? Okay. Special motions? Committee reports, Undergraduate Curriculum Committee.
Present the minutes of the March 8th, 2012 Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting and move unanimous consent.
Discussion?
Yes, please.
I've had a bad day, and the geologist in me has to say this, but on page 3, recent continental philosophy, which one? And I don't mean philosophy. Which continent? Or does the variable topics nature of that course mean it's going to go from continent to continent? In a multicultural world, when one says continental, one really needs to explain.
Stephen Grover, philosophy. Continental is a technical term. It refers to those places across the English Channel from Britain. So there's really, it's opposed either to, so when you drive down to Dover, it says, you know, Dover for the continent, one of the road signs says, which sometimes wags at Folkestone for the incontinent. Continental versus analytic is the central divide that we have here. And so this is a standard term. You would find this in any college anywhere. It's perfectly clear to anybody what continent is referred to here.
Thank you. John?
Jonathan Heller, student senator. I find it interesting that there's a page 0 on this thing. I don't know if that's correct, but it's probably, you know, page 1 through 5 instead of 0 through 4. Thank you.
I'm from the computer science department, and everything starts with 0 because it's a perfectly good number. I could bore you all with the reason about that, but the minutes that you get have a cover page on them that is really our own notation, and now poor Phyllis has to send this in not on paper to Reprographics but as PDF, and I am about to instruct Mrs. D'Alessio on how to set it so that the page number starts at 1 instead of 0. I just had asked her by email what version of Word you're using so I can tell you that. But that's why.
Okay. Are there any objections? There was a request for unanimous consent. Are there any objections? So moved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you read my hand? So a slight revision on the nominating committee report, which was due to our office error. The information was submitted, the inquiry is submitted in time and through our error was not conveyed to the nominating committee. So Franklin Turner is going to talk about that.
Okay. So the first correction I need to make, if you guys go to where it says special, under Special Committee on Governments, there is a S missing from field. So it's, instead of singular, it's plural. Okay. And the other adjustment would be Michael Hickerson from the biology department for the graduate curriculum committee. Okay. That would be the addition that needed to be made because of a clerical misunderstanding.
Graduate curriculum committee. Math and natural sciences.
Oh, no, yeah, math and natural sciences. Apologize, and I'll be a faculty member. Okay. Okay. So I move that the April 5th nominating committee report is moved for unanimous consent.
Any objection? So moved. Thank you. But I have my notes on the back of that paper. Oh. So.
How much do you need? Want for it?
Thank you. Okay. Old business? New business? University Faculty Senate. So just to let you know that Queens College can have up to 11 delegates in the University Faculty Senate. We are short some, and really, anytime you feel the urge to join the University Faculty Senate, we would be thrilled to include you. In the meantime, we have three people whose terms are expiring: Jack Zevin, Dean Savage, and Tony Gonzalez. So I would ask someone to move that they be reelected to the University Faculty Senate.
So moved.
I beg your pardon, Frank.
I said I think we have to debate Dean very carefully.
Well, I was just about
to nominate all three.
I was just about to say, any objections? Seeing none, okay. Well, then so moved. I hear a motion to adjourn. Have a wonderful holiday. Thank you very much.